Go away! Leave me alone.
But you asked me to find you. Why are they acting like this?
Maybe something's changed. But that's definitely one of the monkeys, so we should follow him. Regardless, his reaction proves he knows something.
Guilty people always run. But I guess that means we have to run too, then.
Right. Come on, then. Let's settle this once and for all.
Mirai, come on! We're going to lose them!
But I have no shoelaces!
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
I think I've run more in this park than I have my entire life.
Why are you all here? You shouldn't remember anything.
You called out to me and Nicole.
That wasn't me. That was... Look, it doesn't matter who. Just leave.
Could it have been one of the other three wise monkeys?
Then why are you helping them? You're a creature.
There's nothing wrong with helping humans. We have for centuries.
But times have changed now. It's dangerous for them to know about us.
Well, it's too late now anyways.
That's right. We're here. Now, you need to tell us what's going on.
Nothing's going on. Everything's totally fine. I don't see any issues.
We were just chased by a Gashadokuro. Clearly, everything is not fine.
Well, how curious. Well, I didn't see anything.
What? Just because you didn't see anything doesn't mean it didn't actually happen.
To me it does. I literally embody the phrase, turning a blind eye.
I thought the three wise monkeys were good creatures.
They unfortunately have many different meanings to their name.
So what? They're just going to straight up lie to us the entire time? How are you going to get info?
Hey, I am a good creature. My family did what we had to do to stop what you were doing.
What's going on here?
Mizaru, who are these humans?
More monkeys?
It seems the whole gang's here now.
Good. Maybe someone else can give us answers.
You, how did you find us?
They're just repeating the same things.
Look, yes, I'm here. I saw you at the shrine. You said you wanted to talk to me, so I'm here. Why are you so surprised?
That was a mistake. Plus, we didn't actually think you would somehow find the park.
Just proves that human tenacity can't be underestimated. Even despite the fact we erased his memory, he's still here! How is that possible?
Wait, what? Why would you do that?
You were the ones that did this?
Shh! Giga! Don't tell him anything!
Do him what? You're not listening!
He can't know! That's the whole point we did in the first place!
The three wise monkeys!
I can't hear anything!
Look, look! Somehow, you've remembered some things. And that's not good. So, we need to go back and fix this. Just go home and never return to parks like these again. That's why you lost your memory in the first place.
We came here for answers. I didn't come all this way for nothing. I need to know why this happened to me.
Promise you'll go home if we tell you.
Iwa? What if he remembers more?
And it's not like he can do anything if he remembers. Probably a blessing that we made him forget.
Just tell me.
You messed up, okay?
Kika!
You created a new creature. A new creature that caused so many problems, a god was called upon to fix it. Do you see the issue now?
I guess I could see why that would suck, sure.
It was decided that we, the three wise monkeys, would determine your punishment. We had to stop you and your friends from ever making a second attempt. Our world would be in danger if humans started creating creatures again.
Great, but I think it's pretty clear that everyone learned their lesson, so shouldn't it be okay now to give back his memories?
That's not how punishments work.
That is exactly how they work. You learn from your mistakes, and you get to try again.
Yeah, okay. But that's not exactly how curses work.
Curses?
You curse them? They're just human kids!
Then what were we supposed to do? Whether you like it or not, humans who can create new creatures will break the status quo. So we have to take precautions. We made it so they see no evil, hear no evil, and speak no evil.
Evil? Evil? Even if I don't remember what I did, I'm sure I didn't do anything that malicious.
You probably didn't. And this punishment isn't fair regardless. Slenderman already exists. New creatures will never stop being made as long as creativity exists. And you'll have to end up cursing all of us if you're that scared of change.
How dare you? How dare you? We did this to protect humans too! If a new creature was created organically with people all over the world believing in it, then we would welcome them gladly. However, when a creature was created intentionally with the selfish reason to hurt others, we have to put our foot down. And that is exactly what we did.
So, you're saying I did do something bad then?
You are young, and you will be fine. Go home, like we said, and forget everything. Ignorance can be bliss.
Is that another one of your dumb phrases?
Hey! We stand by what we did. It's time you do the same. Accept your punishment and go.
I think we got all the answers we can get here, guys.
Fine. Come on, Junie. I don't think I could stand another second here anyways.
Sure. Let's go.
So, that was all stupid, right?
Things definitely aren't adding up.
I don't know. They've basically confirmed all the thoughts I've been having.
Junie! They told us at the very beginning that they look away in certain situations. We can't trust anything they say.
But they're also the only ones who know what's going on. Shouldn't we listen to them? They're literally wise monkeys.
Perhaps now we should take a listen to the audio. We didn't get the answers we were looking for, but if we want the complete story, this is it.
I don't know. What if what the monkey said was true, and I should just forget everything?
Do you really want to live in ignorance?
That's probably better than what I'm feeling.
That may be true right now, but you came here because you knew you needed to do something. You came here because you know something's not right. And if you give up now, all of this would be pointless.
We can't tell you what to do, but I do think you should at least finish everything we said we would accomplish here. Then maybe you'd go home feeling satisfied.
I don't know. Let me think about it.
You.
What?
Yes, you. I've been looking for you.
Another monkey? Or are you one of the ones we just met?
There's no time to explain. Soon, the others will have noticed that I've escaped. Quickly, we need to find somewhere safe.
Escape? Were you kidnapped? Who are you?
I was the one looking for you, boy.
You were?
It's getting pretty late now. How about we go to the shrine? That'd be the perfect place to talk. I think I finally understand what's going on now. So, you're Sezedder, right? I was wondering why we didn't recognize you. You barely ever come out.
Sezedder? There's another monkey?
Mm-hmm. Sezedder, do no evil. the fourth and final wise monkey.
No one ever remembers the fourth, even though I'm the most obvious proverb. You wouldn't have to see, hear, or speak evil if you just didn't do it.
Now. You know, humans like to overcomplicate things.
I mean, isn't it kinda obvious not to do evil? Why is there a need for this?
Oh, and the Ten Commandments aren't as obvious. There is always a reason as to why a rule is created.
Kinda like when you see a random sign, and you wonder what happened for them to actually put a sign up.
Okay, so Japan made these 3 to 4 rules and made them into monkeys. Why did the other monkeys act so differently?
There are many ways to interpret what we mean, but the original phrase was pretty to the point.
It's argued that the phrase was inspired by 2 possible Chinese quotes, both insinuating not to do anything malicious.
But really, it was the Koshin and Shinto religions that popularized the belief in Japan. Both religions consider the monkey to be an important animal. The Koshin religion, which was heavily influenced by Chinese Taoism and ancient Shintoism, even has a festival at the Sarutahiko Shrine, where people can pray for good travel. Every 60 days, it is believed that people are evaluated by the San Shi, or the 3 corpses, who would then report their findings to the heavens. Depending on the outcome, people could be punished harshly for their misdeeds. So, you can see how similar their beliefs are.
Where does the monkey come from then?
Oh, come on. Isn't it obvious?
What is?
Sarutahiko. It's in his name. How bad is your Japanese?
Oh, Saru. Like a monkey. He was a monkey kami. I get it.
Wait, so if we follow the same logic, then the reason why it's the 3 wise monkeys is because Saru sounds like Saru?
Japanese wordplay has been around forever. That and... who can resist using cute animals to foster good morals?
That makes sense.
That is so dumb.
And yet, the amount of tourism we bring alone proves it isn't.
You're not even on the mural.
Do no evil.
Okay, so now that we've figured out how many monkeys there are, why did you call out to me?
Yeah, why did the other monkeys kidnap you?
Because I don't believe you've done anything wrong.
You don't?
I mean, there were some problems, but the main issue at hand was overblown.
The issue about creating a new creature, right?
Right. Humans have been creating creatures since the dawn of time, whether it's kids and their imaginary friends, or adults in their, what do you call it, movies? There will always be something new.
Then why did I get punished?
Because you cheated. There was no creativity involved. There was no inherent need when you knew a park like this already existed, when you knew creatures are real. What you created was a specific tool to fit your needs, and that tool grew to have a mind of its own and hurt others. That's where you went a little wrong.
Okay, but that sounds like maybe this is fixable.
Maybe. But not until you break this curse first. That's why I needed you here. I was able to weaken it a bit, but it's tough when you're also far away. And the others wouldn't let me.
That's why I've started to remember some things?
It's more than just that. Without me, you wouldn't have even been able to speak to anyone here.
Right! You were hit with Speak No Evil, Junie! Sam can't hear creatures, and Jessica can't see them!
Then... do we need to drag those 2 to Japan as well?
There's no time for that. There's only about a week left.
What? No, there should still be a month to go.
I think you must have gotten your timing wrong. Persephone Park is set to close very soon.
But then what do we do?
Can you get back to America in just a week?
Yes, but getting out of this area, going back to Tokyo, then getting to the airport... that might take a day plus another day and a half for the flight, giving Junie only 4 days to do anything.
Plus, what about this curse? I'm not even fully cured.
You're going to have to go back regardless. The park needs you.
The audio Junpei gave me. It might offer some information.
I don't know.
You're natural with creatures. You can do it. Trust me, I'm a creature.
But what can I even do?
I mean, be yourself. Your friends need you. Is there any other reason not to go?
Right. I should leave now. Maybe if I get to Tokyo in time, I can get on a flight tonight.
Wait. I have an idea. Let me put this mask back on. Ratataskar! 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 Where are you?
What is she doing?
Okay, little squirrel. Big squirrel.
She usually
big,
like this.
Cute squirrel,
oh, I get it.
Ratataskar!
Yes, Mirai, that's perfect.
Come here now.
Remind me, what is a ratataskar again?
Your ride home.
All right. What is it? If you were gonna call me back immediately the next day, what was the point of delaying your request?
You're here, and still as cute as ever. And I didn't know what my request was, so I am sorry for taking up your time, but I know now.
Mirai, you're telling me that I get to ride this majestic creature all the way home? This is fantastic! Look at his massive size! Wow, it's just... What do you do, sir?
Finally, someone appreciates my size!
My brother needs to go back to America. I mean Vinland. New Jersey, to be exact.
Mirai, you won't be going too? Isn't it your home as well?
Yes, come with me! I can already see the face Junpei makes when we arrive home on a giant squirrel.
I want to. His reaction would actually be hilarious, but... The kitsune stayed behind to help lead the Gashidokuro away, and I want to make sure she's okay. Plus, I did promise to find her again.
Something tells me this will be another whole crazy adventure.
But before you go, Junie, here. You'll be needing this.
You just handed me your phone, a device that you never go without.
Well, I can't do anything about it. All the audio is saved onto there. But give me your phone in return. I have no idea how to get back to Tokyo. I will need the internet.
All right. Here. I think I have some data left on there.
Now get out of here. You can do it, Junie. I promise you, what you've been looking for all this time is there.
Thanks. I guess I'll see you back home, maybe. And you, Daichi, don't be a stranger.
Hey, if you fix everything with your park, I'd love to visit.
All right. Are we ready to go? Because I've got an eagle to talk smack with later.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Thanks for making it to the end of this episode. Stay tuned for our after-credits scene. And don't forget to like and follow and subscribe and all that jazz. If you like our show, thank you for listening. Residents of Proserpina Park is a production written and produced by Angela Yi, directed by Angela Yi, featuring in order the voices of Vita Shi, Zareth, Paul Banganinbin, Spencer Hiroshi Field, Christine, Sam McDonald, Angela Yi, Maddie Shallon, Skylar Giordano, Ben Palizzi, Ashley Dawson, Sarah Monsara Menendez, and Maddie. Dialogue edited by Angela Yi. Sound design by Rebecca Liu. Mixed and mastered by Angela Yi. Script edited by Sarah and Sarah Menendez. Original music by Hua Fam. Season 4 cover art by Molly James. Series logo by Macy Tung. For more information about the show, please go to our website, residentsofproserpinapark.com. Come visit again soon.
How much further do we need to go?
We're going into a world full of magic. There's no way to tell how long it'll take to get there until we get there.
That seems like poor planning.
Well, if someone over here didn't have a messed up, unnecessarily strong linebacker, we wouldn't need to be in the situation.
I'm right here, you know.
Guys, we all agreed to help get these fairies home. Let's not start arguing until after that, okay?
Yeah, I feel like that's gonna be tougher than getting out of here.
Come on, guys. We have to try.
Hi, this is Angela Yi, the creator of Residents of Proserpina Park. Thank you so much for listening to all of Season 4. I can't wait to hear what you think of the show. And to do that, please message us at Proserpina Park on all social media platforms, and please leave us a review on Spotify, Apple, and Podchaser. This really helps our show and helps others find our show as well. Season 5 is already in the works, and I'm hoping for a late winter / early spring release of 2025. I can't wait to show you what's next. Until then, the park is now closed for the season.